feeling? And are you able to name the emotions? So some of the work that I do really goes through the definitions of different emotions. So there's over 300 words that describe emotions, and we all use about anywhere between 8 and 12, period. Seriously, like it's very little. So one of the first parts of emotional intelligence is getting a really good vocabulary about emotions, about the nuances, what happens when you put two together. So this is really important work. The next one is to be able to understand how to recognize emotions in other people. So what are those physical clues? What are the verbal clues, for all of this? So I find that emotional intelligence is really important to understand emotions in the first place, understand when you're triggered so that you can regulate yourself, and then you can start